Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey. Welcome to our special web-only broadcast of the Opening Market Report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 8:70 unchanged on the open July, 8:71 and 3/4 unchanged at the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat opened at 8:23 down 3 on the open July, 8:40 down 1. September, 8:55 unchanged. December, 8:70 down 3.5 on the open. May corn opened at 6:07 up 7 on the open. July, 6:20 up 7.5. September, 6:30 up 6. December, 6:36 up 5.75. March, 6:44 up 4. May, 6:49.5 up 2.5. July, 6:53.5 up 2.5. December, 5:88.5 up 3.5 on the open. May beans open at 12:79 down 4.5 on the open. July, 12:93 down 4.5. August, 12:80 down 3. September, 12:39 up 2.5. November, 11:99 up 2.5. January, 12:10 down 1/4. May of 2009, 12:23 down 3.5 on the open. In November, a year away, at 11:99 up 13.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3:30 down 1:30 on the open. July, 3:34 down 1:50. May soybean oil opened at 57.25 down 50 on the open. July, 58.20 down 28. April live cattle open at 92.40 unchanged on the open. June, 93.25 down 50. May feeders open at 106.20 down 52.5 on the open. August, 108.70 down 47.5. May lean hogs open at 74.75 unchanged on the open. June, 74.40 down 5. And May bellies open at 73.50 down 60 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Well, what do you make of the first 20 minutes of trade thus far?
Well, you know, we're just a tad bit surprised we set back as much as we have in the corn and the beans after the planting progress report of yesterday and the overnight enthusiasm. You know, we look in the crude oil being down $2. We're watching the dollar index being just slightly higher, only up 8 cents as we talk, and the gold being down 1480, so the outside influences being a little bit heavy on the market. But, you know, the president talking right at the same time the market opened, talking about reducing farm subsidies and talking about the difference of switching over to cellulosic ethanol, I think all had a little bit of a drag on the market this morning, Dave.
If it weren't for those outside influences, the fundamentals would have suggested going a little higher?
I think that, well, yesterday, of course, the fundamentals of the planting progress is slow. You know, it looks like we're going to have some more rain, I think, for the next 9 days anyhow, and that doesn't proceed very good away for planting progress. The other thing going on that is a big influence, of course, is that there's talk that there will be delay in the Argentine farm strike that was fairly well expected to start again the end of this week. And I think that weighed very heavily on the bean market yesterday and this morning again.
Well, let's look at a couple of these things, and let's begin with the planting progress report for corn, Illinois. 6 versus 55, so 6% as of April 27th versus 55% for the five-year rolling average. Indiana, 11 versus 30. Iowa, 3 versus 33. Minnesota, 1 versus 27. Nebraska, 9 versus 21. Do you think that given what you have said regarding forecast for the next week to 10 days, that when we come back next Monday, that we are likely to have a pop in this market, because at that point we're into the first week of May, and perhaps traders are really going to begin to worry.
It's very, very possible, Dave, and I think that's going to also depend on what our forecast is once we get there Monday. If the forecast changes around and is clear, and we look like we can make progress and we can see this crop in the ground, 80% by mid-May, there'll be a little feeling of relief rather than just shoot to the moon. As we look technically, we had actually broke through the pennant triangle area and pushing up, and we were projecting closer to a possible $7 later on with the kind of move that we had yesterday and what we broke through. So there's a lot of things going on and hanging over our head out there. We've got, number one, too wet now, too cold now, and yet a lot of the forecasters are still talking about the possibility of too hot later. And we must remember, the later the corn gets in the ground, why, then we get pushed back into that hotter pollination time in a lot of areas.
It's almost as if traders aren't believing the NAS numbers. They've missed their estimates badly 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I think that basically We hear about what's happening and maybe don't hear how slow some of it's happening. We hear there's planting in an area, but then we check in and they're planting, but they're doing a 20 or 40 acre field and they're having to stop and pick and choose rather than going at it full bore. I think, very few of the areas that we talk to are the planters rolling and rolling hard. We know we can get 30 to 35% of this crop planted in 1 week if we've got ideal conditions where the planters can roll and we can keep going. The problem being is we're probably 7 to 8 days out before we get in those sort of conditions.
So you're suggesting technically a leg up, 670 and above potentially. Are you of a mindset that we might get there in the next 2 to 3 weeks?
That is going to depend on two or three things. Of course, number one is the weather. Number two is the planting progress, depending on how the weather is in different areas. And then there's also the Texas senator that's going to be trying to push through the amendment to put a freeze on ethanol mandates. If we were to change the ethanol mandates, this corn market, the supply-demand situation would be a lot different, Dave.
All right, turn your attention to soybeans and your analysis there, please.
Well, the soybeans, we're behind planting, but the numbers aren't big there. They can easily be made up, and they're coming back that way. We've pushed up. We've seen the Argentine strike seem to go away for at least another couple weeks at this point in time. We surged up a lot on the added ideas that we would see more exports out of the U.S. during that time period, and if there does a strike happen. We've seen the palm oil set back hard overnight and the differentials in that. And we're looking today at bean oil being down 25 to 23 cents. So, the beans just aren't the fair child that the corn is right at this point in time, Dave.
It looks like yesterday the only support was liquidation of old crop, new crop soybean spreads.
Very much so. And that happened very rapidly when the news of the Argentine strike being delayed came out.
So do you think then that the outlook for all these additional acres with new crop beans is such that they can still lose to old crop beans?
Well, I think so. I think that, as we see planting delays, some areas there can be some corn acres switched over to beans. We don't think there's going to be a lot of that happen, at least for the next 2 weeks, but that can happen, number one. Number two, I think that the old crop beans, we're still in a very tight situation as far as old crop beans and our export numbers, and the chance that we're still going to pick up a few more sales just because of some of the unrest in South America.
What do you make of the wheat market with the winter wheat crop only picking up 1 percentage point in good to excellent category?
Well, I think that as we look around here, and we're looking at the Chicago wheat especially, the soft red wheat, there's a lot of acres of wheat. The world wheat crop looks good, and what we're seeing looks good, and the production does look like it's going to continue strong. The cold weather that we had last year that really damaged our crop, we had a little cold weather last night and maybe again tonight, but I don't think it's going to be near the damage we saw last year. And we've got a really good crop coming on. We're just not very positive the wheat crop.
Are you thinking that this wheat market, though, may rally a little bit
before if the corn continues to rally, Dave? But the key word there is dragged along, not rally on its own.
So maybe a rally a little bit and then maybe yet another leg down, Wayne?
Yes.
All right. Any advice for producers today?
Oh, I think, you know, we want to remain very aware of what's happening, watch the planning intentions. If we can turn around and get in the ground, well, we could have a near-term top in here. That doesn't mean we can't go up and make the new highs, but around the, you know, the 640 level, well, we were that was one of the levels we were looking at to push some sales, and we did that.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. The current tick in Kansas City, May wheat at 862, down 8. July, 860, down 11 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 812 and a half, down 13 and a half. July, 824, down 17. May corn, $6 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 614, up a half. December, 629 and three quarters, down one half. May beans, 1279 and a half, down 4. July, 1293, down 4 and a half. November, 1199, up 2 and a half. July soybean meal, 333.60, down 190. July soybean oil, 57.95, down 53. June live cattle, 93, down 75. August feeders, 108.70, down 47.5. And June lean hogs at 73.60, down 185. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. This is Dave Dickey.